Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A brand new champion in professional sports was crowned last night. Some NBA stuff with Game 6. Could we have a brand new champion in the NBA with the Toronto Raptors trying to close it out? Jerry Recco is here with all those details. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And the Blues, indeed, Stanley Cup champions. Ryan O'Reilly doing it yet again.
Petrangelo holds. Now across for Bouwmeester at the left point. Shoots and scores! Jay Bouwmeester fires one for his first career playoff goal. Unless it was deflected in front, may have been O'Reilly. And if that's the case, he has scored in four consecutive games. The St. Louis Blues take a 1-0 lead in Game 7.
Kenny Albert, Westwood One on the Fan. Really a great call by him to actually acknowledge and notice that the puck was tipped, because a couple of the other calls, there's no mention of it at all. And so O'Reilly winds up being the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as playoff MVP, 23 points, tremendous. 4-1 the final. Blues beat the Bruins last night. Alex Petrangelo also scoring in the first. Braden Schenn scoring in the third, and 32 saves for Jordan Bennington. Here's Patrick Maroon. We win. Let's party.
This city's waited for 49 freaking years, and we did it. This parade's going to be absolutely nuts. They've been behind us all year when we were down in the dumps. They stuck behind us, and we did it. And it's a community that came together.
And there's also,
as I don't know if they were behind them,
when they were in last place in January.
When they were in last place, and they had guys like Tarasenko and everybody else not playing well, and they were threatening to trade all of them, and they fired their coach in December, I believe.
Yeah. What a weird ass emblem they have on their jersey. Ever think about it? I was thinking about that last night.
Why?
It's a musical note.
Yeah.
Just very strange. We've gotten used to it over the years, but it's just a very strange logo. You know, and what, like, I don't know.
I think it's a
musical note with wings.
Right, but it's their only logo. Like, you don't see that logo anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their logo. It's kind of like the Red Wings, you know, with the tire and the wings off the Red Wings.
Yeah, I guess. But is St. Louis known for blues music as much as Detroit's known for cars? You know, these are the things I was thinking of when I was watching this game last night. All these things were going through my head. Not so much Ryan O'Reilly, Jordan Bennington, but is that the weirdest logo in sports?
While that was going through your head, Al was wondering whether or not we're going to run out of orange cones for the streets.
Yeah, construction cones.
We do talk about that. We had four construction vehicles in the zones on the way in today.
Like that, and it's just miles of cones.
Yeah, they can keep making them, though. You know, it's not like you're going to run out of material.
Yeah, but what do you do with, like, old cones? Like, where do old cones go to die?
Well, sometimes
landfills.
People used to try to save spots for themselves by just getting cones that they got from someplace. And I would know it wasn't a real construction thing. So right in the back of my car, take the spot.
That's
so
great.
I have a bunch.
And have your car keyed.
You have a bunch. You keep them? You don't throw them out?
No, because we use them actually as for the dogs, for training. We had them walk around.
Also, when they have their block parties, Eddie can just cone off the block. It's pretty good.
Remember back in the day, it used to be galvanized barrels. Those big, heavy barrels.
And I think they had some of those today, didn't they? Right? Not just cones. There were some barrels.
Cones and barrels, yeah.
Cones and barrels.
All right.
Here's okay. So here is O'Reilly, Conn Smythe Trophy winner. Pretty cool as he took a look.
Most of these guys on here, I pretended I was as a kid. And now to be, you know, on there with them, it's an incredible feeling.
No doubt. Four straight games, he scored a goal. And I think he scored the first one in at least three of them. Here's Bennington, 32 saves. What was it like to hoist the cup?
It was heavier than expected, you know, but what a feeling. Yeah.
Yep, for them to be Stanley Cup champions, for Brad Marchand and the Bruins, no dice, it's tough.
Never get over this. Not over 13 yet. I'm sure it's more than that, but it's not something you ever forget.
Yeah, it was when they lost to Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, the NHL season comes to an end. St. Louis, a very impressive 10-3 on the road.
And now we can look forward to next Friday. June 21st when the NHL draft takes place, the night after the NBA draft takes place,
right,
out in Vancouver. And the Rangers end up with Capo Caco.
Or Hughes.
I just don't.
Have you heard either way what the Devils are doing?
Well, of course, they're holding everything close to the vest. I think the NHL wants them to do that. I just cannot see them not taking Jack Hughes. I just can't. If they don't, I'll be more than happy. I'll be ecstatic that we'll get Jack Hughes.
Right.
But I just think that they're going to take it. So my mind is wrapped around Capo Caco right now.
Hey, Boomer, let us be, because we can guarantee nobody cares about hockey.
Tonight at Golden State, the Warriors take on the Raptors in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Toronto up 3-2. We know Kevin Durant had surgery for the ruptured Achilles yesterday. You guys have discussed that. Here was Steve Kerr, as responsibility has been being thrown all over the place.
I completely understand the world we live in. As Bob mentioned the other night, there's going to be blame. There's going to be finger pointing, and we understand that, and we accept that.
He says in the very end, he just wants to make sure that KD is okay.
Main thing is our concern for Kevin, and these last couple of days, just checking on him. Obviously, everybody feels horrible for what happened.
In terms of the actual basketball, this will be the final game for the Warriors at Oracle Arena. Here's Draymond Green.
It's always a bittersweet thing when talking about that. You know, obviously, it's the end of something special, but I think also the start of something that'll be even more special.
That's when they move into San Francisco next season. DeMarcus Cousins, how do you win this?
Come out, play the right way. Play both ends. Play off the energy of the crowd. I'm sure it'll be electric.
Especially with being
the last
one.
He's also the prime example of a guy coming off of an Achilles injury. And let's face it, he's what, 6'10", 270 pounds?
He's a big guy.
So he's a big guy, too. So, you know, he is like proof positive that you can come back from this injury. The question is he the same player that he was prior to the injury? And does he have... Like, he pulled his quad.
Yeah, right. I was just about to say that. I remember, he came back, got another injury.
So this is what you have to worry about. That's the collateral damage of an injury like the Achilles. It affects so many other things in your body.
Now, if Toronto wins, that will mean Mark and his brother Pau Gasol will be the first brothers to win NBA championships. Green was told about that.
I think that's special. But I don't really give a damn about it. I'd rather them not be the only brothers. I'd still rather be no brothers.
Right. No brothers meaning they win and they don't. Baseball. Yankees in Chicago to play the White Sox tonight. We'll have it on the Fan. Coverage 7:30. Happ and Nova are the starters. Giancarlo Stanton had a couple of home runs for single-A Tampa as he is working his way back. You got the Mets home for the Cardinals. Jacob deGrom taking on Jack Flaherty. The Cardinals got blasted by the Marlins last night. A's over the Rays 6-2. Red Sox beat the Rangers 4-3. And there's a new leader atop the NL East while the Phillies were losing to the Diamondbacks 2-0. You had the Braves taking on the Pirates. Austin Riley with a game-tying home run, and then you push it ahead into the 11th, and it was him scoring the winning run.
The pitch socked to the gap in right center field. That's going to get out. It's going to get all the way to the wall. Watch Riley run. He's around second. He's waved around third. He's coming to the plate, and he will score. Braves win!
That is Braves radio with the call. They do win. 8-7 the final score. Ozzie Albies, the game-winning RBI double. So Atlanta, who has now won 6 straight games, take a 1-game lead in the NL East. And then you had the Brewers and Astros. You had Justin Verlander striking out everybody. Matter of fact, Milwaukee struck out in 14 innings 24 times, yet they beat Houston 6-3. Mike Moustakas with a 2-run homer in that game. Lots of Ks, but a win is a win is a win.
Obviously, 24 punch-outs isn't what we were looking for, but at the end of the day, we got a W, so turn negative into a positive.
Yep, negative into a positive, into a win, no doubt about it. Can you imagine 24 times striking out and you still come away with the win? Verlander at 15 himself yesterday. Reports say authorities in the Dominican Republic have detained 5 men in the shooting of David Ortiz. The alleged hitman was paid $7,800.
Yeah, I mean, now is that like one of those things where $7,800 in the Dominican means that much here? But I mean, it's just incredible that there's five guys involved.
Doesn't mean $1 million. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but
I do know, having been there, the extreme poverty that you see. Mm-hmm. I don't know how far $8,000 goes there, but
there's still no motive. Everything that you hear about the motive is still speculation.
Sure. Yeah, and a guy like that, if there is something. like that was rumored, the people there are going to try to protect him too. If you think about that, because I mean, they don't want his name now to be sullied throughout all of this. It'll eventually come out, but that's what I thought with that press conference yesterday, where they avoided every one of those questions about what was the motive, what was the motive, why did this happen? There were no answers, and I'm sure that they have at least some idea.
Oh, they have to know why. Of course, they have to know why.
Five guys have been arrested, so I think that they're going to go out of their way to protect David Ortiz if there's anything that he was involved with that wasn't above board, I guess.
Well, I mean, if somebody tries to shoot you, you're involved in something. You're pissing somebody off somewhere.
Right, but that doesn't mean that it's justified. I mean, it could have been something where it was a misunderstanding or something. Who the hell knows?
Don't you and Al watch these like unsolved murder shows?
Yeah, or solved murders. Yeah, anything involved with murders.
But there's always a serious motive.
Yeah, there is. But who knows if these guys were right? I mean, it could have been a rumor about something that he wasn't involved with, and then someone got all worked up. There's just a million different scenarios out there. This is what I've come to learn in situations like this. You wait. You wait to see what happens.
Of course you have to
wait. Because I've gotten myself in plenty of trouble. That's exactly what happened. Of course that's what happened. Look, and then the next thing you know, you're wrong.
All I know is that guy walked right up to David Ortiz, held the gun like a cop would hold a gun, and shot him right in the back.
Yep.
And obviously there were $7,800 worth of, they were hired to do this. There's a reason why they were hired to
do
this.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it was this S's and giggles thing.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that who knows if that reason was something that David Ortiz was doing that was bad, or those idiots that did it ended up getting bad information. Who knows? But there's no doubt that there was a hit on him for a reason. I'm curious to find out what that reason was.
And lastly, first round U.S. Open at Pebble Beach gets underway in a few hours because of a three-hour time difference. Tiger Woods tees off at 5:09 at New York time. Here he was thinking about his 2015 shot win at Pebble.
It's crazy. It's been 19 years. I still remember most of the shots I hit that week. It was just one of those weeks where I don't know how I pulled it off, but on Seaside Poana, I never missed a putt inside 10 feet for a
Could you imagine never missing a putt inside 10 feet?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. So this golf course is completely different than when it's set up for the AT&T, and it's hard. The fairways are narrow. The rough is deep like all U.S. Open courses are, and the greens are fast, and they are small. And if you play in the afternoon, oddly enough, because of the way that the grass that they use a Poana grass, which actually if you play in the morning – It rolls, the putting is a little bit truer. In the afternoon, this grass grows and flowers. Not like it doesn't sprout, but it does grow.
So it's tougher late.
Yeah, the later you play, the tougher it is. Well, it's tougher to read the greens.
How about that?
Little subtle things. But
Rory McIlroy does have an early time of 10:51, which is 7:51.
What's really going to be interesting is like Rory and like Brooks Koepka and those guys, they hit the ball 325 yards. On this golf course, it's playing about 7,000 yards. I was reading about it yesterday. You don't really need your driver.
I read three holes, maybe.
Maybe three holes. Right. Depending, sometimes the long hitters just say, screw it, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. But because of the way that they reconfigured about three or four of the fairways, they've kind of taken that club out of their hands. So this is really about accuracy off the tee, as every U.S. Open is. But it also brings into play the guys that don't hit the ball quite as long off the tee, which is good, which means that there should be more guys at the top of the leaderboard, not just the guys that hit the ball 350 yards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.